did you react internally with your players when the trade of Trent Richardson was perceived from the outside as cashing in the season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was the main thing was that you know, it didn't change any of our expectations. We felt comfortable and confident in the guys in the room that we had guys that would be able to step up and make plays and do what we needed to win. And you know, again, that there was no difference in what we expected and what we had planned and our goals for the season.
Is Jordan Cameron's success your scheme, or is it just him gaining experience because he didn't put up these kind of numbers, obviously, his first couple seasons?
Well, I think both. I mean, we've always featured tight ends in the offenses that Norv and I have been around. I think Norv's done a great job in being able to do things and get Jordan the ball, and I think that he's really grown as a player. I think that he's understanding the game better, and he's getting opportunities, and he's making plays.
And one other thing, how has the quarterback situation impacted you? I know Hoyer really gave your team a lift. How do you handle what's happened to him now?
Well, we have to approach it. I mean, it's next man up, and, you know, that's the way we've handled the other situations that have come up, and whether it's quarterback or other positions. And, you know, I think Brandon did a heck of a job for us coming in, you know, in a situation as a backup, you know, mentally being ready and then being, you know, making some big plays that helped us win that game last week.
Coach, you and Norv have obviously had some good tight ends, you know, in your history, but Jordan Cameron was sort of an unknown. I mean, what has made him so successful this year?
Well, from his standpoint, I mean, just learning the game, understanding the game better, really getting a grasp of what we're trying to do. He's a young guy, and you know, there's a lot to learn at that position, and we ask a lot from guys at that position. But, you know, his athleticism is really showing, and, you know, and when he gets opportunities, he's making the plays, as I mentioned before.
How valuable is Norv with quarterbacks, with his track record and obviously the success he's had? You go back to Aikman and Phillip Rivers and when he was in Washington and all that.
It's huge. I mean, he's one of the best in the business at that. And, you know, I can't say enough about the job he's done when you're talking about having multiple injuries for quarterbacks and going back and forth, and then, you know, some of the issues, injuries, and those type of things that we've had up front, and, you know, and balancing a lot of different things and juggling a lot of different things. It's been huge, his contribution and what he's meant to us this year.
I know you guys are starting to get a little bit healthy up front, but how much did some of those injuries play into the fact that you had some protection problems early on?
Well, I think it was part of it. You know, I think we've gotten better, though. Just the guys that have been playing consistently are improving. I think we're getting to know them a little bit more and better. And, you know, from a scheme standpoint as well, you know, we can adjust and do different things. But you know, I think it's a combination of things. And, you know, but I think we're overall playing better.
And just to build off that, you face a pretty good defensive tackle tandem this week. How big of a concern are those guys, and what have you seen from Sue and Fairley?
Well, those guys are dominant players at their position. I mean, they're two of the best. It's very difficult to get anything going against them. And, you know, they're a factor in the run game. They're a factor in the pass game. You know, this team, Detroit's team, is a great team and very talented. And everywhere you look, there's playmakers and there's guys that, you know, that you have to contend with. And, you know, those two start right off, you know, they're the start right off the bat with those two in the middle.
And kind of following on that, what are your impressions of Willie Young?
You know, very good. I mean, I think that you look at some of the guys that are making plays for them. You know, it's a good group of guys who are developing and seem to be getting better every week.
What about on your own side, Barcavius Mingo? First of all, the lung issue, how much did that set him back? But how has he progressed, and is he what you thought he would be at this point?
He has. You know, he's a high-energy guy. He has, obviously, the athleticism you can see, but he plays hard. You know, doesn't take a snap off and plays the whistle. And, you know, so a lot of what he's doing is you know, athletically, because he's gifted in that way. I think he's gotten better from a technique standpoint, but he's playing relentless as well.
What is what's led to Desmond Bryant's success? Is he part of that Harvard education? Is that coming into play with his smarts, like tricking left tackles, or what's he doing?
Well, yeah, I would think that would be. He's a good football player, very good football player. He's done a great job for us. He has the ability to be a guy, in the run and pass game, both that can be a factor. And he's worked and just gotten better every week.
Can you? The Lions just struggled against the Packers and their 3-4 defense. They really seemed to. I mean, obviously the Lions didn't have Calvin Johnson, but they seemed to make Stafford hold the ball a little bit more. Is there something you guys can learn from that and use?
Yeah, I don't know if that's really anything specific to that style of defense or not. I think that just looking at it overall, I mean, he's playing great football. He's distributing and getting the ball to a lot of different places and a lot of different guys. And there's a plethora of weapons for him to choose from. And, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
How much different did their offense look without Calvin Johnson on Sunday?
Well, I mean, he's a difference maker. He's a great player, and he's the best at his position in the league. And he's a guy to contend with. And we're expecting him and planning on him, being there. And we'll do everything we can to try to contend with him.
Another thing about Mingo, if I can, just with his size and his quickness and speed and all that, are there certain things that his ability that you play on to make up for a lack of bulk and all that?
Nothing specifically. It's everybody's different. All players have different things that are their strengths. And I think he's a lot stronger and plays with a lot better leverage than you think. And that was one of the things coming out in college that you noticed. I mean, he played in the SEC and he's playing against the biggest and the best guys in the country. And he's strong and plays with real good leverage. You think of him as a quick, fast, athletic guy, but he can play the other way as well.
A couple weeks ago, it was reported that you assured Josh Gordon he wouldn't be traded, but those rumors have managed to persist. How do you keep a young player like that focused when things like that are out there?
Well, just whether it's him or anybody else, the general message is for guys just ignore the noise. And a lot of that, what out there is noise. And, you focus on what's real and what's real is in the locker room and in our meeting rooms and in our preparation and having to get ready for Detroit.
What about Travis Benjamin? He seems to have found a different gear here. What's he doing well?
He's made good decisions and obviously been able to really impact the last game and had a big return for us. He's caught the ball and done the things you want him to do. He's really I think his confidence level is increased and he's just playing good football for us.
How much, if anything, is useful from the preseason game that you guys played against the Lions?
One more time, I'm sorry.
Just how much of anything from that preseason game that you played against the Lions is useful when you're planning a game plan for this week?
Yeah, there's not much. It's pretty vanilla, pretty basic at that point in preseason, and more about evaluating individuals and young guys than getting into game plans.
Most important, what's the mood in the dog pound these days?
I don't know. You're going to have to go down to the dog pound to check that out. But they've been pretty loud for the last few games, so hopefully that continues for us.
Coach, what have you gotten out of Willis McGahee filling in for Richardson?
I think he's done a good job. He was injured and didn't go through any camps, so I think every week he's gotten his legs underneath him a little bit more and more. I think he's getting back into the football groove, so to speak. But the thing that he's really brought, I think, is leadership. He has a veteran presence and experience. He's been through a lot, and he has a swagger about him that's good for our young guys.
I've heard him described as a warrior football player who would play, until he died if he could. Is that sort of accurate about him?
He's he's one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. You know, I know him back from the University of Miami when I was there as a coach. And, you know, they don't get any tougher than him. Obviously, he went through, you know, a terrible injury in college. And, you know, I remember sitting there, went and visited him in the hospital after the surgery, right after that had happened. And, you know, just talking to him, I know he was down at that time, you know, but I just remember thinking that if there's anybody that can make it back, it's Willis McGahee.
The Lions have given up a few long plays both on the ground and through the air. I mean, how do you think Josh Gordon will be able to exploit the secondary?
Well, we just have to run our game plan and do our things and execute. It's no different than any other game, really, from that standpoint. I think that, you know, Detroit gives defensively, you know, gives you a lot of problems and a lot of things you have to contend with. So, you know, hopefully we can go out and execute. And, you know, whether it's Josh or anybody else, that we're able to do our job and have success that way.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks.